I want to say something for 2 minutes to those of you who are not Christians or not Jesus followers, or maybe you used to be and you got away, and, or maybe you're part of a different religion or a different faith system. And I really want to apologize. If one of us Christians has attempted to impose one of our Christian rules on you, I'm sorry. Anyone who said, but the Bible says, or Jesus said, or God, you know, and they just try to impose one of our Christian rules on you, I just want you to know, I am so sorry. How you choose to live your life is really none of our business. In fact, if you aren't really a Bible person, I'm gonna show you a verse that you've never seen before that you're gonna love this. This is for sure one verse that you're gonna agree with in the Bible. And I hate to admit this in front of a lot of Christians, but a lot of us have never seen or read this verse either. The Apostle Paul, who again wrote half the New Testament, or about half the New Testament, this is some of the most ancient Christian literature. In fact, this is the earliest of his books. This was before the Gospels. And he's writing to some Christians and he's telling them how to behave in a culture where they are the minority and everybody else, you know, they just don't buy it. You know, they just reject it, maybe like you do. And here's what he said to them. And if we had been doing this all along, chances are you would not have been offended by one of us. So this is completely on us. But this is what he said. You're gonna love this. He said, make it your ambition. That is, you need to focus. This is a big deal, front and center, every single day. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and you should mind your own business. You're like, that's not in the Bible. Uh-huh. And he goes on to say, you should mind your own business and work with your own hands and take care of your own family. And just do your thing. Why? So that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders. Where did we get the idea? Stay with me. Where did we get the idea that somehow we are to impose our rules, our family rules, on people who don't even want to be in our family? We got it all wrong. We got it backwards. The rules are for family. So, Christians, let's mind our own business. And for those of you who've been offended by us because we didn't, I'm sorry, we got it wrong. But one last thing. While the rules don't apply to you, God's love definitely applies to you. In fact, he loves you as if you are already in the family and related to him. So his invitation to relationship is a standing invitation. An invitation accepted not through promises to do better. An invitation that's simply accepted by acknowledging what he has already done for you.